This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. A Cleveland Browns great is being remembered for his accomplishments on and off the field and his big personality. Dick Shafrath died on Sunday at the age of 84. The Worcester native played his entire career in Cleveland, including on the 1964 championship team. He then went into politics. Terry, Shafrath was a relatively unfamiliar name to me in the sports world.
Dick Shafrath is a borderline Hall of Famer. Those who played with him, like Jim Brown and Ernie Green, Leroy Kelly, those guys from the Browns of the 50s and 60s would tell you he is a Hall of Fame caliber left tackle. Though he's forgotten, and he's this unique character. And I did get to know him when I wrote the book on the 64 Browns. I interviewed him at the State House. He was, at that point, he spent 16 years as a state senator from District 19 in Ohio.
Yeah, these stories that he shared with you about growing up on the farm are unbelievable.
As he said, we weren't Amish, but it was like we were Amish. His father would not use a tractor. They used a plow with horses. In fact, one of his nicknames is Mule because when he was a kid, his father put a harness around him with his older brother, and they took turns like plowing this little vegetable garden they had, as if they were a mule or a horse. His parents, especially his dad, when Dick Shafrath started playing football, just thought this was a total waste of time.
That the future was on the farm.
Yes. And even when Shafrath became a very good three-sport athlete, it was still, why are you doing this? We need you here. So Shafrath becomes a very good athlete at Worcester High, and he's being recruited by these different coaches, and they come by the farm and talk, spend a lot of time talking to him or whatever. Then one day, the venerable Woody Hayes shows up.
From Ohio State.
Legendary coach. He spends this whole weekend mostly with the parents. And so the parents come over, and Shafrath says, well, I don't think I'm going to go there. Mother goes, no, you're going to Ohio State.
Yeah.
That was it. Done.
Like, Hayes knew that it was going to be up to the parents.
Right. You know, keep him there. And it was a life-changing moment. The interesting, after his first year at Ohio State, he told me the story at length a couple times, and he became very afraid because he had rarely been out of Wayne County. He got depressed. He flunked some courses. So he walks into Woody Hayes' office, says, I'm going home. I can't hack this. Hayes swings into action, brings the parents up from Columbus. They sit down with him.
And said, you're not leaving.
You're not leaving.
That led him to the Browns, but he didn't even know he was being drafted?
No, this is the middle 50s, and some sort of knew they were going to be. Others weren't sure, but he never heard a word from any NFL team. Paul Brown, who coached the Browns and basically ran the whole franchise, and Woody Hayes were very, very close. Mm-hmm. Hayes told him, you take this guy Shafrath, he's just coming into his own. And even though he only weighed 220 pounds, he took Shafrath in the second round. You know, he lasted 13 years.
Unbelievable. All with the Browns.
You know, Shafrath was a guy that he was a Republican senator. So, like, all when the big Republicans came to Ohio, he would be there. In fact, Ronald Reagan, after talking to him one time, said, started calling him, you're a cowboy. He wrestled Victor the Bear.
Yeah, there's all these weird stories.
Yeah, back then. Victor was a star thing in like these little carnivals and circuses. Yeah.
But then there's canoeing across Lake Erie, some 50 or 70 some miles.
Yeah, he owned a canoe business by Mohican State Park. And so he decided one day we're going to canoe across Lake Erie. It took four shots for him to do it. He finally did it. And there was more.
Running from Worcester to Cleveland?
Right. He had this bet with a car dealer that he could do it. Now, he's still playing for the Browns. They're getting ready to start the 71 season. He runs with his brother, walks, drags, limps the whole 60 miles, whatever it is, to win this car.
What a character.
He was. And, you know, he was the guy that if you were down around Wayne County or his district and you were raising money for anything, you know, Dick Shafrath was there and he wrote checks and he shook hands and people knew him. And, you know, as an athlete, you could sometimes win that first election, but he kept getting reelected by big margins because he really did work his district. So it's a bigger than life character, you know, who actually sometimes the weird stories put in the shadows of what a terrific Browns lineman he was. He played 13 years. He made six Pro Bowls and four All-Pro teams.
From the farm to the Browns to politics, what a career. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.